Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Money. My name is Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Masechet Pesachim, Daf Chav Dalet. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, beginning of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani challenged a number of suggestions for the source Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi used to teach that the Chametz and Ashor Niskal are Asur Bahana. Abai on this stuff attempts to use the same psukim that were initially mentioned, but he reverses Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning. Let the Torah write only Be'esh Tisaref, it, the Chatas, should be burned in the fire, and it doesn't need to state Lo Se'achel, it shall not be eaten. Rashi explains that if it must be burned, then obviously it cannot be eaten. And if Lo Se'achel is not applicable here in its own context, let it be the source based on Rabbi Elazar's principle for darshaning for all other prohibited items in the Torah that it also is prohibited to derive benefit from them. So Rav Papa said to Abai that perhaps Lo Se'achel comes to state a Lo Sase specifically for the Chatas itself. Because if the negative commandment was only learned through Rabbi Elazar's rule, one would not receive malchus, because ein loking alav shebo klos, one does not incur lashes for transgressing a generalized prohibition. Therefore, Lo Se'achel is not superfluous and can't be the source for the prohibition against getting hana'a from chametz and a shor haniskal. Point number two, Rav Papa suggested the source for the prohibition to derive benefit from chametz and a shor haniskal came from the superfluous words Lo Ye'achel mentioned in regard to kadshim that became tameh, which cannot be eaten and must be burned. Ravina said to Ravashi, Ve'eim alav rosh ne'lavin, but perhaps the extra words of Lo Ye'achel came to cause one who eats a tameh offering to transgress two prohibitions on its account, the prohibition of it shall not be eaten and a prohibition that's derived from the offerings analogy to miser learned earlier on the daf. Didn't Abaye teach that one could be liable for four sets of malchus for eating a putisa, a small non-kosher aquatic creature, five sets for eating an ant, and six sets for eating a hornet? So Rav Ashi answered, Koheka de ekel midrash darshinan, wherever it's possible to expound a new halacha from a pasuk, we expound it v'lo mekminin b'lavi yisera, and we do not assign the pasuk for an additional prohibition. And point number three, Rabbi Abo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Koisurin shem b'torah ein lokin alein el derech achila san. All items prohibited for consumption that are mentioned in the Torah, one does not incur malchus on their account unless he eats them in the normal manner of consumption. Rav Shimon bar Ashi said this rule would exclude a case where one ate raw chelev from receiving malchus, since chelev is generally cooked. Some say that Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol yisurin shebetorah ein lokin alehen el derech hanasan. One doesn't incur malchus unless one enjoys them in the normal manner of deriving benefit. This would exclude a case where one placed chelev of a shor niskal on his wound for medicinal purposes. Abai said that all agree that regarding Klai HaKerem, that one would incur malchus on their account, even if he enjoys them not in the normal manner of getting hana. Mishum delok sibahu achila, because achila is not written regarding them, which is the basis for this principle. Instead, the Torah forbids benefit to them from the word tikdash. So once again, the three points are number one. Beginning on Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani challenged a number of suggestions for the source Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi used to teach that chametz and ashor niskal are asur b'hana. Abai on this daf attempts to use the same psukim that were initially mentioned, but he reverses Rabbi Yeshua's reasoning. Let the Torah write only Be'esh Tisaref, it, the Chatas, should be burned in the fire, and it doesn't need to state Lo Se'achel, it shall not be eaten. Rashi explains that if it must be burned, then it obviously cannot be eaten. And if Lo Se'achel is not applicable here in its own context, let it be the source, based on Rabbi Elazar's principle of darshaning, for all other prohibited items in the Torah that it is also prohibited to derive benefit from them. Rav Papa said to Abai that perhaps Lo Se'achel comes to state a Lo Sase specifically for the Chatas itself, because if the negative commandment was only learned through Rabbi Elazar's rule, one would not receive malchus because ein lokin alav shebo klos. One does not incur lashes for transgressing a generalized prohibition. Therefore, Lo Se'achel is not superfluous and cannot be the source for the prohibition against getting hana'a from chametz and ashor haniskal. Point number two, Rav Papa suggested the source of the prohibition to derive benefit from chametz and ashor haniskal came from the superfluous words Lo Ye'achel mentioned in regard to kadshim that became tameh, which can't be eaten and must be burned. Ravina said to Ravashi, Ve'eim alav rosh ne'lavim, but perhaps the extra words of Lo Ye'achel came to cause one who eats a tameh offering to transgress two prohibitions on his account, the prohibition that shall not be eaten and a prohibition that's derived from the offerings analogy to miser learned earlier on in the daf. Didn't Abai teach that one could be liable four sets of malchus for eating a putisa, a small non-kosher aquatic creature, five sets for eating an ant, and six sets for eating a hornet? So Rav Ashi answered, Koheka de ekela midrash darshinan, wherever it's possible to expound a new halacha from a pasuk, we expound it, v'lok makminin b'lavi yisera, and we do not assign the pasuk for an additional prohibition. And point number three, Rabbi Abo said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ko yisurin shebetorah ein lokin alehen el derech achila san. all items prohibited for consumption that are mentioned in the Torah, one doesn't incur malchus on their account unless he eats them in their normal manner of consumption. Rav Shimon bar Ashi said this rule would exclude a case where one ate raw chelov from receiving malchus, since chelov is generally cooked. Some say Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol yisurin shebetorah ein lokin alehen el derech hanasan. One doesn't incur malchus unless one enjoys them in the normal manner of deriving benefit. This would exclude a case where one placed chelov of a shor niskal on his wound for medicinal purposes. Abai said that all agree that regarding Kol yakerem, that one would incur malchus on their account even if he enjoys them not in the normal manner of getting a na. Mishum delok sibuhu achila, because achila is not written regarding them, which is the basis for this principle. Instead, the Torah forbids benefit to them from the word tikdash. All right, so now we go to our sim for daf chav dalet, and our standard sim for chav dalet is a kud, a pitcher, a kud. So here goes. The court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed olav shebeklalos were about to get a workout when Beis Din was told there was a man eating ants together with a cooked piece of chelov. Once again, in slow motion. The court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher, that must mean we're on daf chav dalet, kud. The court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed olav shebeklalos, which reminds the Rapapa said to Abai that perhaps lo se achel in the parsha of Chatas that improperly had his dumb sprinkled in the Kodesh comes to state alo sase specifically for the Chatas itself. Because if the negative command was only learned through Rabbi Elazar's rule, one would not receive malchus, because ein lokin olav shebeklalos, one does not incur lashes for transgressing a generalized prohibition. Therefore, lo se achel is not superfluous and cannot be the source for the prohibition against getting hanah from chametz and a shor haniskal. So the court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed olav shebeklalos were about to get a workout when Beis Din was told there was a man eating ants, which reminds us, Rav Ashi rejected Ravina's suggestion that the words lo ye'achel said in reference to tamei kadshim is coming to add an additional lo sase that prohibits eating tamei kadshim, similar to Abai teaching that one can be chayv five sets of malchus for eating an ant, because koheket the ekel midrash darshinim, wherever it's possible to expound a new halacha from a pasuk, we expound it, vol makminim b'lavi yaseret, and we do not assign the pasuk for an additional prohibition. So the court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed olav shebeklalos were about to get a workout when Beis Din was told there was a man eating ants together with a cooked piece of chelov, which reminds us, Rabbi Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol yisurin shebetorah ein lokin olav ela derech achilasan. All items prohibited for consumption that are mentioned in the Torah, one does not incur malchus on their account unless he eats them in their normal manner of consumption, which would exclude eating non-cooked chelov, since that's not the normal way to eat it. Some say derech hanasan. Yet everyone agrees in the case of Kol yakerem that one would be chayv even if one ate it in an unusual manner, since the pasuk doesn't use the word achila, but uses tikdash. So once again, the court's whips that were left draped over a special pitcher when the guilty party transgressed olav shebeklalos were about to get a workout when Beis Din was told there was a man eating ants together with a cooked piece of chelov. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Chav. So the simver Daf Chav is a cafe.
At the Chibas HaKodesh Cafe, that must be more on Daf Chav. At the Chibas HaKodesh Cafe, which reminds us that Chibas HaKodesh affects Tumah only in regard to making the Kodesh itself unfit for consumption, but not to act as a makshir to give something else the capacity to be Mekabel Tumah. So at the Chibas HaKodesh Cafe, they pull the sherets out of the airspace of the oven before baking the bread, which reminds us that a sheretz is not metame everything in the kli via the airspace. Rather, the sheretz makes the kli a rishon, and the kli then makes the food within it a sheni. So at the Chibas HaKodesh Cafe, they pull the sheretz out of the airspace of the oven before baking the bread, and tamei wine was sprinkled on the floors to create a nice aroma. Which reminds us that there's a mitzvah about to call whether one must take measures so as not to commit an aver. In the case concerning a cask of Tumah wine that became tamei, Beis Shammai says it should be spilled out volume, and Rashi explains we must spill it out at once and do not allow it to be used for sprinkling in small increments out of concern that one might accidentally drink from it. Beis Hillel says it should be used for sprinkling for the purpose of spreading its aroma.
Daf Chafov, so the similar Daf Chafov is a car pronounced ka by people from Boston. Ka.
The car accident, that must be more Daf Chafov, ka. The car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side, which reminds us that the Mishnah of Kol Shemutu Lefu Machil, the entire time it's permitted to eat chametz, one may feed it to his animals, is going according to Rabban Gamliel holds, while Kohanim are permitted to eat truma, that is chametz, during the fifth hour, non-Kohanim are permitted to feed chametz, which is chulin, to their animals. So the car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayos, and ofos, which reminds us why the Tanna listed behemoths, chayos, and ofos in the Mishnah. So the car accident caused by farmers feeding their animals in the middle of the road while Kohanim ate their truma on the side involved behemoths, chayos, and ofos, and occurred right before the siren sounded, lo yechel chametz, chametz shall not be eaten. Which reminds us that there's a machlokes regarding the source that chametz is asur b'hana. Hizkia says it comes from the pasuk lo yechel chametz, and Rabbi Abba holds any time a pasuk says lo yochel, lo socho, lo sochlu, it also includes that asur b'hana unless the pasuk states the permissibility explicitly, such as in the case of an avela.
Daf chabes, the simur chabes is a cab.
The cab driver, that must be more in daf chabes. The cab driver weaved through the Nevela and trade for marketplace, which reminds us of Rabbi Yabo's position, that where the Torah states a prohibition regarding eating, an Isur Hana is included unless the Torah states otherwise. Rabbi Meir learns this principle from the pasuk regarding a Nevela, where the Torah permits giving it to a ger or selling it to a nachri. This infers that if the Torah had not explicitly permitted it, getting a na would be forbidden. Rabbi Yehuda derives this principle from the pasuk regarding a trade for which states, Lakelv tashichuno so, to the dog you shall cast it. You may cast it, referring to the flesh of the trefa, to the dog, but you can't cast to the dog all other prohibited substances that are enumerated in the Torah. So the cab driver weaved through the Nevela and trefa marketplace, where Nachrim like to buy their get anasha, which reminds us that the fact that one can get hana from the get anasha by giving a thigh with it to a Nachri is not a challenge to Rabbi Abba, because Rabbi Abba holds, Keshehutra Nevela hi vechelba begida hutra, that when driving benefit from a Nevela is permitted by the Torah, benefiting from the flesh of the carcass, its chelv and its gedanasha were all permitted. Therefore, Rabbi Abba's rule does not apply to the gedanasha, because the Torah made a special dispensation permitting it. So the cab driver weaved through the Nevela and trefa marketplace, where Nachrim liked to buy their gedanasha, as he raced to take the drasha world champion to the Av Tav competition. Which reminds us of Shimon HaAmsoni, who was dorish all the etim in the Torah, and when he couldn't figure out what the S was for in Es Hashem El Kecha Tira, he told his Talmidim, Keshem Shekabalti Tzchara HaDrisha, Kach Ani Mekabal Tzchara HaPrisha. Just as I received reward for the drushes that I made, so I received reward for the withdrawal of these drushes. Eventually, Rabbi Kiva was dorish that the S referred to Talmud Chachamim, that one should have fear for Talmud Chachamim, like one has fear Shemaim.
Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Chaf Gimel is a keg.
Before the keg, that must be more in Daf Chaf Gimel. Before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, which reminds us that it's permitted for a zar to derive benefit from truma to make an Erev Tchumim, even though he's forbidden to eat truma, because the Torah states, truma zchem, your truma, which teaches that Yisrael may get hana from truma. So before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the shvatim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim. Which reminds us, the reason one can get hana from shvatim, as in the case of trappers who are permitted to sell impure creatures that have happened to be caught in their traps in Nachrim, even though they're forbidden to be eaten, is that the pasuk says, Lechem, to you. Shelechem yehei, the terminology implies that they shall be yours to use. So before the keg full of truma was set aside for the Erev Tchumim, the trappers took out all the shvatim trapped inside and sold them to Nachrim, who liked to burn them in fire while chanting, Be'esh tisarev. Which reminds us that an additional source prohibiting one from deriving benefit from chametz or from a shor niskal comes from the pasuk be'esh tisaref, you shall burn them in fire, in regard to an outer chattas whose blood was sprinkled wrongfully inside the kodesh, thereby invalidating the chattas and requiring that one burns it. Since this pasuk is not needed for itself, as we already know that means to be burned from another pasuk that says v'hinei soref, behold, it should be burned, the pasuk can be used to teach us that's forbidden to eat chametz on Pesach, and that's forbidden to eat of an animal that was stoned. And since we don't need a pasuk to teach us that's forbidden to eat these foods, as we already know this from other psukim, therefore the pasuk comes to teach us that's forbidden to even get hana from these foods.
All right, now time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from the Sechus, Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1, which daf do we learn? Milsit de Asim Bakava Chomer, Tarach Bakasav Lakra. That's on daf Yirches. Good. Number 2. Which daf do we learn that Yisrael can get hana from truma, since the pasuk says trumas chem? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which daf do we learn that Chizki and Rabbi Yabo for the source that one cannot get hana from chametz? That's on daf Chav Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn another source that forbidden foods also have an isra hana from the pasuk of be'esh tisaref and lo ye'achel regarding chatas? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn that the Azara is considered a rishus harabim? That's on daf Yud Tes. Good, number six. Which daf in Rabbi Yehuda holds that when a cow drinks mechatas, the water is batul b'me'era, it's nullified as in intestines, and the flesh is tahor. That's on daf Yud Ches. Good, number seven. Which daf in Rabbi Kol Yisurin Shebet Torah, one only gets malchus if it was eaten derech achilas son, the way that it is eaten normally. That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good, number eight. Which daf in Tumas Yadayim does not apply in the Beis Hamikdash. That's on daf Yud Tes. Good, number nine. Which daf in the Rabbi Yossi bases opinion on Rabbi Kiva, who learned Yitama in the pasuk regarding a dead sheretz should be read Yitame. That's on daf Yud Ches. Good, and number ten. Which daf in that Shimon Hamsoni was dorish all the etim in the Torah. That's on daf Chav Beis. Good, now the three bonus questions. Number one. Which daf in about Kriya Shema Amita. That's on daf Hey and brachos. Good, number two. Which stuff do we learn that one says to a chol on Shabbos, Shabbos melizok refuah krovu levo? That's on daf Yud Beis and Shabbos. Good, and number three. Which stuff do we learn is whether one can put kankantom in the parsha of Sota in the Sefer Torah? That's on daf Yud Gimel and Erevin. Great. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.